So it's a pleasure to participate to this fifth partners conference for me. And just in introduction, so we'll have two presentations. One will be for France midterm energy program and how EDF is organizing to fulfill the requirement of the plan. And the second will be presented by our partner from MHI, and Mr. Sasaki will make the presentation of what is the situation in Japan and how MHI is organizing for to answer to the program in Japan. So I will start with an introduction to recall that for the nuclear project in Czech Republic, we are acting as partners with MHI, and with this partnership, we put in the project all the experience of two major nuclear vendors, EDF and MHI. So this is the experience of EDF construction in the French fleet, 58 reactors, and the experience of MHI in the construction of all the PWR in Japan, 24 reactors. We could add to that the experience of operation of EDF of the 58 reactors in France and the 15 reactors in the UK. So it's a huge experience that we put in the project. We can add numerous references either for EDF and also for MHI for equipment supply and services in the international market. We are acting in different countries, both of us, and we have a common collaboration on the development of mid-size reactors. So EDF and MHI for the Czech nuclear program, we offer a portfolio of reactors with a large charge reactor, which is the EPR, and the second mid-sized reactor, which is the ATMIA. So I will not go further in the technology purpose. It was not the purpose of the today's conference. And I will go now quickly to the France experience, and I will explain to you how has been built the midterm energy program in France, how we will see the mix in the future, and how EDF is preparing for that. So the term we use in France is PPE, the French acronym to say pluriannual program of energy, mid-term energy program to say that. So first, this program is defined in France to tackle the climate change. Its priority is to contain the heating at the level of 1.5 degrees. And the purpose is to move to a transition on a system which will be more efficient, less consuming, and more resilient. That's the purpose. And for that, we have a target in 2050 to have a carbon neutrality. This program, I will describe it in the detail in the next slide, will be reviewed every 5 years. So according to the result, it can be adjusted. And some parameters can be modified. But the overriding objective now is to achieve carbon neutrality in France in 2050. So how is it organized? So the priority is to put carbon-free electricity at the core of the energy transition. And we think that electricity will be the most important vector in this kind. It's important in this way to say also that we intend that electricity will be carbon free, because we imagine some new use of electricity, for example, with electrical car. But it has no sense to imagine to develop electrical cars if electricity is not carbon free. So the purpose is to move carbon free electricity, and there is four objectives in this in our program. The first one is to improve energy efficiency. So, of course, it's easy to understand. The less you will use energy, the less you will consume. The less you will need energy, the less you will consume the energy. The second objective is to reduce the use of fossil fuels. Of course, the priority is to tackle with energy which is generating the most CO2, the most important level of CO2. So mainly fuel with coal and fuel will be the priority to decrease the consumption in our economy. We have to preserve the competitiveness and develop national employment. That's a priority also put by the government in our program. And the last one, which is concerning us directly, is to rebalance the electricity mix by introducing more renewable energy sources. That means in our plan, and certainly you know that our mix is basically mainly nuclear based, the purpose will be to give some room for renewable in our mix. And to do that, we will have to withdraw a part of our nuclear capacity in the future. But I say already, it's not a nuclear phase out. We will give some room of for renewables, and we, as part of the program, we will have to stop some nuclear power plants, but we will relaunch a new program of nuclear power plants in the future. So quickly, I go through the roadmap of the energy program, which starts in 2018. So the current electricity mix, as mentioned before, is already low carbon in France. The figure is to catch the level of CO2 emission today in the group, in the EDF group, we reach a level of 57 grams of CO2 per kilowatt hour. So it's a very low level. As Andrzej mentioned this morning, the level in Europe is more than 300 or 400 certainly. And even I think your target in Poland is 400. Today, our level achieved in the last year, it was 57 in the group. I mean, in the group, it's a group of a power plant, not only in France, but we have also power plants in China. We have power plants in Italy, in England, and so on. In France, it's very lower than 57. We reach more or less 20, so 25 grams of CO2 per kilowatt hour, very low. So we start with a very positive situation, and we'll try to keep it. But the problem, the situation will be, so in 2020, next year, we will have to stop in the plan two of our oldest power plants, Fessenheim power plants, so at the border with Germany, the two power plants of the 900 megawatts, the first power plant of the series. Today 42 years of operation, so we will have to stop this power plant next year. The next step is in 2021. The government is expecting that we prepare a plan for the renewal of our fleet, nuclear fleet. So we will have to demonstrate the interest of a new technology we develop today, which will be the base of our construction of a new fleet, which will replace the oldest plants that we'll have to stop. So mid-2021. 2022, so in 2022, we will close our last two coal power plants. So at the beginning of EDF history, we base all our production and generation on fuel power plants and coal power plants. We started with that. This has been, in the last years, we stopped most of our coal power plants. We have no more fuel power plants today in operation, but the last two, which are in the west side, we are there for to balance the problem, the situation of the network on the west side of France. We will be these two plants will be stopped in 2022. And we expect that at that time, we mentioned that in the slide, we will be in position to start up Flamanville 3 finally. So in the following years, from 2019 to 2035, the low carbon electricity demand will grow. We imagine some new needs with electric cars, heating. We mentioned also digitalization this morning. So this will increase. And we will do that in the industry, which will be at this time becoming to be decarbonized. So in the next years, from 27 to 32, we will have to shut down 12 new nuclear power plants of the series of similar series of Fessenheim, 900 power plants, the oldest power plant. This represents more or less 20% of our nuclear capacity today. So we have 63 gigawatts of nuclear capacity in operation today. So we will close 20% of this capacity. And for the rest of the fleet, will be extended. The lifetime of our plant will be extended to 50, and we expect it will be also possible to extend to 60 years. But for 20% of our fleet, the 12 power plants mentioned there, we will not extend the duration life of this power plant, and they will be stopped. So, and we expect with this program that in 2030, the target of 40% of renewable, which is set up in our midterm energy plan, will be reached. And we will keep some of our gas-fired power plants only for peak some hours in years for peak demand necessity. And in 2035, we expect that the program we will propose to our government in 21, as I mentioned just before, we will be in situation that we will be capable to commission the first plant of the program. 2035, the new fleet, the nuclear power plants will be will come on the grid. So, and the target fixed by the midterm program to reach 50% of nuclear in the mix will be reached in 2035. Something that doesn't happen on the slide is that also that this plan will have to be reviewed every 5 years. So it has started in 2018, and 2023 we will review the result of the plan, and in case it can be changed, so maybe some decision could be taken, maybe to stop plant some plants later, to start some others. So decision will be controlled every 5 years, and in 5 years, 2023, we will review the situation. So that, the plan of long mid-term energy strategy defined by our government. It came in a law that has been issued last year, 2018, and we today, as a company, industrial company, has to have to organize to fit with the requirement of the plan. So this part of the presentation will be to explain to you how we will organize the company to fit with the program. To start with short introduction, I remember to you some figures related to the company, EDF company. So. Very briefly, so we generate the revenue of 70 billion euro annually. It's more or less 165,000 employees. We are employing these people worldwide. We are working in more than 20 countries in the world. We have 40 million customers. So some other figures you have in the slide, you will have all the documents, I think, that will be provided on the network. The most important I wanted to mention is that 90% of electricity today is carbon-free. If we take into account generation through our nuclear facilities, hydro and other renewables, it makes 90% of carbon-free electricity. I want to mention also that our current strategy is already in line with the energy planning update. We have three fields in our strategy. The second one, if you see, is low carbon generation. And we have already in our plan the ambition to be a very highly efficient and socially responsible electricity company. Championing low carbon growth. That is already included in our strategy today, and it's perfectly fitting with the energy plan of the government. How do we intend to do that? So first, we want to keep open all the options for low carbon future. So and it will rely on three pillars. First one is nuclear, as mentioned, so existing fleet, minus 20% of power installed, plus the new fleet that will be rebuilt. That is the first pillar. The future of our mix is still on nuclear, so we'll keep the ambition to be one of the biggest nuclear operators in the world. Second one is the development of renewables. And we have launched last year a program of solar program, which ambition is to develop 30 gigawatt of solar panels in France by 2030. So it's a big challenge because 30 gigawatt of solar panels is more or less 25,000 to 30,000 of land to be founded to install the panels. It's a challenge of course it's investment, it costs a lot, but it's challenge of land occupation. The third pillar of our strategy of the future mix is the storage. We intend to be leader in the storage facility in Europe. We have already today certain amount of storage capacity made with batteries and pumping station, and we intend to develop that massively in order to be in capacity to store energy coming from the intermittent situation of our solar and wind units. So the three pillars of our mix in the future are already answering to the ambition to be a low carbon utility. And if we go to nuclear, how do we organize our nuclear activities to fit with the program? So it's four actions. One is to operate the present fleet safely. Of course, without safety, there is no future for nuclear. So it's our priority to operate our existing fleet in the more safe conditions. Second fold is the reactor's life extension. So we have a program of lifetime extension for the existing fleet. The third one is the nuclear new built in France. I mentioned before, that's something that we have to demonstrate to our government to give to provide to them a program in 2021 in order to develop new nuclear facilities. And the last one is a program of decommissioning and waste management concerning the reactors that we will have to stop. I will go briefly in detail of the three folds of our nuclear strategy. So the first one, as I mentioned, is operating safely the current fleet. So you see on the map the location of our 58 reactors in France. I just want to mention that in this field, we have a specific organization with an independent safety organization where on each of our sites, we have more between 10 to 20 safety engineers working only on safety issues and 40 engineers on the corporate level. So we have invested a lot in our staff for safety management. And I will also underline the last point of my slide. We invest a lot in training, more or less, the figure is on the slide. 10% of the payroll is devoted to the training of our operators. So thanks to that, we have achieved a very good result in safety. You see on the graph on the bottom of the slide, we reached last year a very, very good result of number of reactor trips. 18 reactor trips for a fleet of 58 reactors is a very good result, and it is a good indicator of the safety level of the fleet. So safety is the first. Second, we mentioned the reactor life extension. So for those reactors that will not be stopped, the ambition is, of course, to go through the lifetime extension. We have a big program with a budget, and it is not on the side, but it's 51 billion euro that we want to invest to extend the lifetime of our plants. Today, the average age of our plants is 40 years. The oldest is Fessenheim, which has 40 years, 42 years. The youngest is Civo, which has less than 20 years, so average of 34 years, and we expect to extend the duration of the plants until 50, and why not 60 years? In the US, most of the fleet have been authorized to go to 60 years, and some plants will be extended to 80 years. So technically it's possible, Today, our ambition is to go to 60. And we go through these programs through two main streams. The first one is by changing the EV components. We will change some of the steam generators, some of the nuclear island components, conventional island components, turbo alternator unit, heat sinks. That's a part of the first part of our program. And we have another program of modification to make the plant more secure. It will integrate most of the post-Fukushima modification. We have some modification of fire risk management, physical protection, fleet performance, and environmental chemistry. So all of this program concerning most of our fleet, as mentioned, except the 14 that we will stop. This, of course, these 14 plants that will be stopped will not be extended. So, and for that, 51 billion euro of budget. The third point is decommissioning and waste management. That's something which is that is not new for us. We have already 9 power plants today, which are already in the commissioning process. So we have already experience in these activities. It's more than 800 EDFX per working on these issues in these different 9 plants. And we have a specific organization for the decommissioning of Fessenheim, which is scheduled starting from 2020. So we have already experience of decommissioning. Of course, we have to reorganize our team to reinforce the workforce to be capable to manage additional plants that we have to stop. But maybe it can be seen also as an opportunity to provide this kind of services on the international market for those who need to decommission the plants. And the last one is our new build program. So this is the opportunity set up in the midterm energy program. So we expect to develop this program based on the EPR. So it will be the evolution of the EPR, taking into account the experience we got from the previous construction. And this is something also important to understand why it happened now. In order to not to lose too much competencies from our workforce working on the present projects, we have not to launch new construction too late in order to have this competency ready for a new program. So that's why we say we expect to launch the new program as soon as possible in order to mobilize on this program the competencies that are today working on our project in worked before in Taishan, working today in Flamanville, and working also in UK. So if I would like to summarize what has been said in this different slide, so France has to go through an energy transition, not the first one. We had already some challenges in the energy transition coming with the launching of the nuclear program. It was in 1970s. At that time, we launched the construction of our entire fleet, and we succeeded to build 58 reactors in 20 years. That's something that I imagine difficult to do again in the future, but we did that last time, and we think that we'll be capable to reach the goals of the country in the new transition. So, second point, we aim at low carbon in 2050. We want at that time to be reach carbon neutrality. And to do that, we will rely on fully decarbonized electricity. So, third point, the French energy planning includes a large of renewable energy that we have already started to develop in our program. The share of nuclear will still remain high. 50% of the mix will be nuclear. It will be a good complement for the energy, intermittent energy coming from renewable. And it will be a good complement to the intermittent energy. The fourth point, We will pursue the lifetime extension of our plants. Our oldest unit will be extended in life, and we will manage the plant until the end of the life. And the fifth point, which is certainly the most important of the program, so once again, it's not a phase out. We'll have to make some room for renewable in our program today, mainly consisting of nuclear. But thanks to that, we will have we will set up a process to rebuild a new fleet, a new nuclear fleet based on new technology. Okay, so for the following part of our presentation, I'll let the floor to Mr. Sasaki, which will explain the situation in Japan and how MHI is organizing.